You're listening to an original 102.5 The Bone Podcast.
Did you see the one thing we didn't get to, speaking of the Bucks, was that Vincent Jackson's autopsy results got released. And the big takeaway from that was we found out a few days ago that he had level two.
Yeah.
CTE, which is that right. Disease that all the football players seem to have from hits to the head. But he died of alcohol abuse.
Yeah, and look, I don't want to take away from his CTE, right? But if I had to guess, I would say everybody that plays professional football has some level of CTE if you give an autopsy to him. I think his alcoholism, maybe he was using alcohol to self-medicate because of CTE, but it may have just been alcoholism, you know?
Well, that's what he died from.
Right.
But it was, he was having problems with, they found him in a hotel. So he was having family problems.
And
so,
which right.
He could have family problems and not be related to
alcohol. Can cause family problems.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah.
And that's fair. But I'm sure, if nothing else, helped contribute to the whole thing.
Yes. And look, I'm not saying that's what I think. I'm just saying, you got to keep your mind open to, all the possibilities here. I mean, he never reported a concussion, I don't know. I saw him a couple times, at events, and he seemed such a pleasant guy. He seemed like he had his stuff together. So to me, when I heard of his horrible, horrible, untimely death, I thought it was something along the lines of what it ended up being, something that he just kept to himself. And, when he's these demons that he was hiding from everybody, because he's just one of these guys that wanted to make people happy and did so much for the community and all that. And he didn't want to, have his problems out there. That's why he had, he kind of was in a hotel and everything else. And it's sad, but
well, it's one of those kind of like chicken or the egg scenarios. Was he drinking because he was having,
right.
problems with the CTE, or, was he just, there's a lot of people who are, have alcohol problems. They listen to this show.
Right.
So it's a pretty common, thing. That
right.
Is in people's life. So.
I just don't want to get to a thing where you're blaming everything on CTE. It's like if somebody dies of something now and you try to tie it into COVID, could COVID have played into it? Sure, but not always. And it just seems, I don't want it to get to a point where it's like every NFL player that dies, it was because of CTE. Probably, maybe not. Might have been something else.
There was a caller that I was talking to when you were gone one night, and he thought that, I think his claim, if I remember correctly, was that this is all an excuse for these guys to act badly, and that it doesn't really, that he was roughhousing when he was a kid and got hit in the head, mm-hmm. and he's fine, he's not doing these things. But that was a very weird, take for me, because these guys are playing football for 20, 25 years and getting
right.
hit in the head. It's not like you were a kid and you got popped a few times. I mean, that happens to everybody.
Well, look, I don't agree with his take fully, like what he's saying, but I will say this. I can see where that would be an issue. Like, let's say there's a guy that played in the NFL that he doesn't have CTE. He's just a bad person.
There's a lot of those.
But what I'm saying? And he goes off and he says, I want to kill some people. And maybe in the back of his mind, he goes, dude, I could totally kill five people and blame it on my head, blame it on CTE, and I might get a lesser charge. I might get, completely let off the hook, because it's such a big, hot topic with professional football. So, yeah, I was kind of teetering on whether I wanted to shoot a bunch of people, but I think I'll go ahead and do it now because I'm an asshole and I want to kill people. And everybody will just think I have a CTE. Perfect. I don't know.
Yeah, but the thing with CTE, though, is that it's not diagnosable
right.
if you're alive. You have to cut
right.
your head open and cut your brain open. So you couldn't really use it as a defense.
Well, you can't rule against it. The guy's alive.
Because you can't prove that you have. You'd have to prove in a court that you had that.
Or you'd also have to somehow prove that he isn't suffering
no,
from it.
I don't know. You don't prove a negative. You can only prove a positive.
Oh, okay. See, that's how much I know about the law.
I mean, I don't know if it's a law, but I mean, that's how, you can't, dispel of something that's, I don't know how to explain it. It's like if somebody calls you a racist or something, they go, you're a racist. And you go, no, I'm not. And they go, yeah, you are. Prove
right.
it. Prove to me that you're not. You know, you go, well, I don't know. Here, I'll make out with the black guy. Bring him over here. You know,
Yeah, you know, wait, but now you're gay? Like, I don't know. Maybe I should have grabbed a black girl. I don't know.
Yeah, whatever. You know, I don't want to be a homophobe either. So
yeah, just dude, if you can get a black transgender and completely,
boom. Now we're talking.
Yeah, now you're covered, dude. Do it during Gay Pride Month. Be pretty badass.
Yeah, that's all good.
On a float.
Yeah.
Yes.
For the whole city to see. But you know what I mean when I say you can't prove a negative. You can only prove if something happened, not something like that. I don't know how to explain it. I'm doing a bad
job. Yeah, I don't know. I know it's tough though. I know those guys are they not just CTE. They suffer a lot of long term damage, man. I mean, I've seen players from back in the 70s and 80s that, you know, at 40 years old couldn't walk. I mean, it was really sad to see some of these guys. I remember Broderick Thomas played for the Bucks. He was a linebacker. He was a great, great player, and they did a piece on him in Sports Illustrated a few years later. He was broke, driving around an old F-150 in Texas, and could barely walk. And this guy was like a superhero back in the early 90s. Like, he was a badass.
Yeah, they had that documentary, Broke, about those guys.
I'm attorney Mo DeWitt from the Cat Named Mo Show. Well, I'm the attorney on the show. I'm not a cat named Mo. Anyways, car crash, slip or fall, you know who to call. JustCallMo.com. Injury on the go? Just call Mo. Office Tampa.